listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, it's good, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Good to be with you today. Listen, I just want to tell you, if you have friends anywhere in the world, you can pick this program up anytime during the week, rest of the week. If you can't, if you're traveling today, excuse me, please, and miss part of the program, you can pick it up anytime of the week. Just simply go to WCNO.com, scroll down to that word on demand, click on that word on demand, you'll see a calendar, and then click on Saturday, and there we are, and you can go back and hear a lot of programs for Landon and myself any Saturday. Also, I wanted to tell you, we are looking for sponsors. If you have a business or a church or anything else that you want to, and you'd like to sponsor your program, we'd be glad to do it. We love you. We want you to know that. We're glad to be here today. We're going to talk to you today about the kingdom of God, God's kingdom. You know, you're a part, if you're a Christian out there today, you're a part of a mighty kingdom standing on the solid rock of the Word of God, and built by the body and the blood of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. You know, you could not be on anything more fixed and solid than that. I'm telling you, if you're a Christian, I just want to tell you today, if you're a Christian, you're somebody. Maybe you don't realize that, but you really are special. Being a Christian is not just the word, I'm a Christian. It means you're out of the darkness, you're into the kingdom of light, you're into the kingdom of God, built. Listen, built by mercy, by grace, by love, by the love of God itself. And then absolutely on that foundation, that rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian today, you're the most solid thing in the world. Did you know that? I mean, there's no doubt about it. The world is upside down. Everyone in the world, no, you can talk to anyone in the world, anyone in our nation especially, they'll tell you this country is in bad shape, not right, nothing seems to be right, and that's all true, and it's maybe beyond the point where even man can even fix this. I don't know that we could ever elect a man, hire a man to fix this country. Maybe we couldn't, but nevertheless, in it, you're a member of the kingdom of God. God will walk you through it, really will. If you're in his kingdom, he'll get you through the kingdom of the world. He'll walk you through the world. He'll take care of you. You are on a solid rock. That's what I want to tell you, especially if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian today, I want to encourage you. I want to edify you. I want to tell you who you really are, what you really have for you. I know that it's, no matter what you're going through out there, listen, if you're a member of the family of God, if you're a member of the kingdom of God, you're zip locked in, you're somebody, you're built on a solid foundation. That's what I want you to know today, that you are really loved and you are cared for. I mean, I know the world is a tough place. It's an upside-down place, no question. It comes at you fast, and it comes at you hard. But nevertheless, the kingdom of God is a sure foundation. You realize that now, then? What is the kingdom of God, and what's it like, and are you in it? First of all, are you in it? If you've not been washed in the blood of the precious Lamb of God, Christ Jesus, you're not in the kingdom. You're definitely not in the kingdom. You can't wish yourself in it. You can't get in any other way except through the precious blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. If you're not in the kingdom or your family's not in the kingdom of God, you need to really be concerned today, because it's a real kingdom. I know it. I tell you, I've been in it many years. It is a real kingdom. I'm of the real kingdom. I'm coming at you today talking to you about the real kingdom of God, the kingdom of the living God, the great, wonderful Jehovah, the Lion of Judah. My wife said this morning, the Lion of Judah. Isn't that just a powerful name? It is. Think about that. For the Lion of Judah. Our kingdom is under the authority of the Lion of Judah, Christ Jesus. Are you in it? If not, you give me a call today. I'll tell you how to get saved. I'll tell you how to get into the kingdom. And if your children and your family are not, and you listen to me today, and you realize how important it is, and you can learn real quick how to get them in, why they must be born again. They must be in the kingdom of God. Our phone number here today is 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Now look, we'll pray for you or any issue that you have in your life. If you need help and you're a child of the King, well, I'm representing the Kingdom here today. So whatever it is, I'll stand with you and I'll pray for you, okay? If you'll give us a call, we'll be glad to do that. If you're not in, I want to bring you in today. If you are, I want to help you to live like the child of a King. That's really true. That's who you are. If you're in the Kingdom of God, it's a very, very big deal. Matthew 18:2-4, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the Kingdom of God. You know what that's really saying? If you come into the Kingdom of God, you walk out of everything else. Really. You just walk out of everything that you're surrounded with now, and you just come as a little child, trusting in this precious name of the line of Judah, the name Christ Jesus. You need to come as a little child to get in. Did you know that? You need to know how to get the benefits of the Kingdom. Here it is. The Kingdom of God is built on this, on the precious blood of the Lamb, but it's also built on the Word. What the Word of God says. It operates in the power and the strength of the Word of God. If you're in the Kingdom, we have rules. We have regulations. Hear what they are. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Get into the Word of God. And let the Word of God feed you, and everything you need will come out of that Word. Really, it really will. I mean, you've already got the solid foundation, the solid rock of Christ Jesus. But now to operate and function properly in the Kingdom, to get all the benefits of the Kingdom, you need to know how the Kingdom works, what the Kingdom is, how to get the benefits. Everything is spelled out. It's like our written constitution. It's in the Word of God. You need to get that Word of God down deep into you. Then the King, by the Spirit, the power of His Holy Spirit, can lead, can guide, can direct your life. No matter what you need us today here, you give us a call. We'll be more than glad to pray for you. The Word says we're two or more. Agree, as touching anything, it'll be done of my Father, which is in heaven. The King said that. You know that? I trust it. I believe it. And I'll be glad to stand with you and fight for you for it. Okay? Our number again, 221-1100. 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. 221-8990. Give us a call. I'll be more than glad to fight for you, to pray for you, whatever your need is. I will stand with you. The Kingdom of God is behind you. The Kingdom of God is behind me today, okay? Now listen. If you are converted and come as a little child, then you become the child of a King, the son or daughter of the great and mighty God. Real, love you, defends you, provide for you forever. That's a deal. That's really a deal. That's what the Kingdom of God is made out of. Just come as a little child. Just come trusting. Just come trusting Almighty God in the name of His precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, Jesus said, as this little child. Think about that now. The same is greatest in the Kingdom of Heaven. I ask you, my friend, have you ever been great? Do you want to be? Today's your day. Just come as a little child. Humble yourself in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. You can go from sinner to saint real fast today. Did you know that? Humble yourself. Come as a little child. You know something? If you're out there today and you have a lot of issues in your life, a lot of problems, if you're living in this world and don't, probably something's wrong with you. If you're out there in this upside down world, there's got to be troubles. There's got to be problems. But you know, if you'll come and humble yourself as a little child. Just say, Lord, you know, I don't know how to operate at all. I don't know how it all works. I don't know where it's going. I don't even know what tomorrow brings, but you do. I bow my knee before you. I humble my life before you, Father, in the name of your wonderful Son, the Lord Jesus. I do. I humble myself as a little child. I just want to kind of crawl up in your lap and bring all my issues and all my pains and all my hurts and all my problems and all my sorrow, and lay him down before you. I just want to come as a son, a little son, or a daughter, knowing that I need a father No, it's you. Lord, I need you, my Father. I need you, my God. I need you, sweet Lord Jesus. I really need you in my life. I can't really operate like I want to. It doesn't work out for me like I wanted to. But you know everything. You have the answer to every situation. All power in heaven and earth, Lord Jesus, you said, has been given unto me. I know you have it. I just want to come as a little child and bow my right to exist, my life, before you. And totally trust my life in your hands today for you to lead me, for you to guide me, and for you to direct my life. You may feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders today, but Father knows best. He always knows how to help you. Cry out today as a little child to your Father and to your King Christ Jesus. He's waiting to help you. He loves you. Listen, he didn't breathe and die for you for nothing. God has a big investment in you. Every day, the Word says he opened his hands and satisfied the desires of every living thing. If you ate yesterday, God provided. If you eat today, God provided. You understand that? It's his world, okay? He created you, put you in it, then sent his precious son to worship, to bleed, to suffer, to die for you. Listen, you're somebody out there today. He cares about you. Come on now as a little child today, just put everything in his hand. I don't care. If you have issues today, maybe you're out there today and you have problems with alcohol. Maybe you have problems with drugs. Maybe you're just hooked on something. I don't know what it is, but today, and you can't really handle it. I mean, it's just more than you. You've tried. You know, you want to be better and you can't be. Okay, I understand it. God understands that. You can come as a little child. Say, Father, just come as a little child. I have issues in my life. You know about them. Nothing's hid from you, but I lay it all down today. And you know, maybe I can't control it. Maybe I can't do better. But I know what you can do. I trust you. I want to be a part of your kingdom today. You know, you're a God of great and mighty power. You're a God of love. You care about me. You care about me more than I even care about myself. You care about me more than anyone else. You paid the price for me. You created me. I belong to you. I want to step into your kingdom today and ask you for real help. I want to just come as a little child. Say, Father, here's my life. It's a mess. Can I start over today? May I do? You know, I'm doing that today. Today is my anniversary, so to speak. Today is 30 years ago today. The Lord spoke to me what I perceived to be an audible voice and called me into the ministry. So I'm kind of celebrating today. 30 years. I've not done a real great job, but today, you know what I did already? I apologize for every mistake I've ever made, for all of my failures. I've not produced great fruit like I should. I know that. I want a new chance today. I come as a little child before the Father and bring that ministry and lay it down today, 30 years today. Since the Lord spoke to me and said, Bob, I'm calling you into the ministry. Then he goes on and explained to me what I'm to do. So today I rededicated that to the Lord. I come as a little child today and said, you know, Lord, I want to do better. The rest of my days I want to do more. I want to do better. I want to love more. I want to help people. I do. I want to help more people. I do. I really do. I want to serve you. I want to serve your people. I want to do that today. I mean, I'm dedicating myself again afresh today to serve you, the people, the children of the living God, children of the kingdom of God, because I know God cares about you. Luke 16:16, Jesus said, the law and the prophets were unto John. After that, the kingdom of God is preached and every man presses into it. Have you pressed in today, my friend? Notice it's all brand new. And the symbol is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you pressed in? Are you really in? Are you a member? It should be. Today's your day, okay? Today is your day. Jesus said, John the Baptist said, repent you, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That means it can be reached now. If it's at hand, reach out and grab it. Take hold of the day, okay? Look, come on. How about your family? How's your family doing? Are your children saved? Husband saved? Wife saved? Brothers and sisters, do you really care? You ever think about it much? If you don't really care, that means you really don't know what you have if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're not caring about other people, then you don't value what you have. You don't know how valuable and how precious you are to the Lord. You don't really know what you have. You don't know how much God loves you. You don't understand the full price to pay. If you did, you'd want to go out and bring other people into the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Jesus said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Do you feel like the kingdom of God is in you? If not, you have issues. You know, you need help here today. I want to tell you that right now. I'm telling you, the kingdom is a wonderful place to be. God said to Moses, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. My friend, I ask you, Will God see the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, when he passes over your life? Really? Will he look at you? Are your sins in the body of the Lamb, Christ Jesus? The blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, is the only entrance into the kingdom of God. You must be born again. John 3:3, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. You cannot get in your old sorry life. You cannot bring into the kingdom of God. You cannot come into the kingdom of God as a sinner. Are you born again? If not, you're not in the kingdom of God. You're in the kingdom of the world. For Satan is the prince and power of this world. That's where you're trying to function. And look, that's not good. Because first of all, look at who your king is, who your father is, the devil. You got to step out of that, come into the kingdom of God, be born in. It's so simple. All you have to do is really believe what I'm telling you today and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I know you're the Son of God. I know you died for me. I want to be born again today. I want to become a child of the king. I do. I do. I want a new life. I want to live as a child of the king. I want to step into the kingdom of God. I want out of this old world. You do that today and God will hear you if you come as a little child now. Today can be your day. You'll be born again. Listen to this. 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus, this is, isn't this something? This is so powerful. No one knew the Lord Jesus really better than Peter. Peter said, who his own self, Peter saw this with his own eyes happen, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Can you imagine? Jesus took your sins hanging on a bloody tree. If you still are living in sin out there, you would be almost considered to be a fool. It's so foolish to live in sin today when Jesus took your sins in his own body on the tree. That you should be dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Make sure your sins are in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ hanging on that bloody tree and not in you. If you're still a sinner and you're still walking around full of sin, knowing that Jesus suffered and bled, took your sins in his body on the tree, then something's not right with your life. If you're in sin and you can't do anything about it and you're a Christian and you want to, hey, that means if you're not controlling your life, someone else is. There is a devil. He does have demons, okay? He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. The person he hates most is the person that's trying to live for the Lord. The person he harasses most, the person trying to live for the Lord. He's not after the sinner. There already is. He's after you. He's after your family. He's after your children. He's after you, my friend. You understand that now? Hebrews 10:16. This is a covenant that I will make with them. I will put my law in their hearts and in their mind. Oh, my friend, if you're in the kingdom of God, the law is the word of God. It's simple as that. And it's based on love. It operates in love. It operates by the power of the love of God. Oh, friend, make sure you're in the kingdom today. Really. Make sure you're in the kingdom. If you have a need here today, don't forget. I don't care what it is today. If you're sick today in your body, I'll pray for you. If you're harassed and you're out of control, you need help, you need to learn, I pray. If you need to hear, if you're a desperate person, you need to hear from God, I get a word of God from you today. God's real. Really, I'm in a real kingdom here. There's no question about it. Everything I'm telling you, I'll back up, okay? With the word of God. Mark 4:30, Jesus said, wherefore shall we liken the kingdom of God? What shall we compare it with? The fact that Jesus needed to compare it to something that they have never seen or heard of it before, no experience it. This kingdom, new kingdom, before. They've never experienced it before. The kingdom of God is brand new. Have you experienced it, my friend? If you're still in the old world and you're still living in sin, you've not entered the kingdom of God. But it's out there. It's available for you. All you have to do is come as a little. See what that means? That means I believe what this man's saying. I believe that this man's speaking for the Lord. I believe this man cares about me. It's not him so much caring about me, but God speaking through him. God cares about me. Jesus cares about me. The line of the tribe of Judah will take care of me. There's power in the kingdom of God. There's strength. There's love. There's mercy. There's grace. There's goodness. There's help for you. There is help for you. Hear that again? There is help for you in the kingdom of God. Oh, come on in, friend. If you're not washed in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, come on today into the kingdom of God. Be born again. If you are and things are not right, you're not living like the child of a king. You're not living God's best for you. Listen, God cares about you. He cares about every issue. If you're his, look, if you're a son or a daughter, God cares about you. He cares about all the issues in your life, understands your problems, understands your troubles, and wants to help you. And you know something? God knows that this is a troubled world. He knows every day the devil is after you, battling you. He knows all of your weaknesses. But he has the strength to help. If you will really get yourself into that Word of God and build yourself up in the most praying, seeking God, crying out to the Lord, and build strength. When you cry out to the Lord, hey, you build strength. You know, you do. You get points. I mean, really, you cry and you just continue seeking the Lord. It builds up. Faith will build up. If you take in enough the Word of God, it'll build up. It'll build a foundation under you to stand on. God wants you to live as a king, as a child of a king, but he cannot do it unless you get into the Word and listen to him. That's where it comes. You know, all of his instruction, all of his direction is written in the Word of God. You have to learn to live the Word of God. That's what the kingdom is built on. That's the foundation of it. If you get in there and listen to him and believe him now, get right with him and believe him. Get into his Word and believe his Word and work it out, then God can guide you. See, he can't guide you. Jesus said the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will bring you into remembrance of all things. And he said, well, he can't bring you into remembrance of something you haven't read, something you don't know. And if you get into the Word of God, then as you walk, the Holy Spirit will direct and teach and lead and guide. And if you ought to step, he'll nudge you back, okay? But you have to have the Word of God in you before he can direct your life, really. It's like if you don't put gas in your car, you're not going anywhere. If you don't put the Word of God in you that the kingdom is built on, then you're not going to live a kingdom life, okay? Live it, friend. I want you to understand today what you really have here. The day you came into God's kingdom, by walking out of the kingdom of this world, you inherit eternal life. And that's just a matter of walking it out, knowing your rights as a child of a king, knowing, listen, you're a Christian, a kingdom citizen, you are now the God kind, you know that? You have the God kind. Really, you have a family, it's a real kingdom. I'm telling you, I'll testify today, that I'm living as a child of a king. I'm living in the kingdom of God. I really am. My life is directed by the Lord Jesus. My life is directed by the Spirit of God. I'm really in a kingdom, and it's wonderful. I am in the kingdom of God. I'm enjoying the benefits. I'm listening to the Lord. He directs my life. I'm in the Word of God. I know what he's saying. Now I obey him. I follow him. And really, when you follow him, you're walking the right path, and you stay out of trouble. I'll tell you, you'll make much better decisions if you get the Word of God rooted and grounded in your life than if you didn't, okay? If you've not ordered your footsteps, taken your right place in the kingdom of God, do it now. Do it today. If you need help in any way, listen, we're here for a reason. We're working for the Lord here today. We're testifying of the Lord Jesus, and the Lord wants you to be blessed today. If you really have a need and you really need help, I don't care what it is, you give us a call. Be more than glad to agree with you in prayer, to pray for you, to fight for you. Our phone number, 221-1100. That's pretty easy to remember. 221-1100. If we're out of town, our phone number is 888-221-8990. 221-8990. You can give us a call. We'd be more than glad to pray for you today, to work with you today. What you need? Maybe you're sick in your body today. We'll pray for you. Or maybe you just feel depressed today. We'll pray for you. Maybe just going through some things, you just need to hear from the Lord. We'll pray for you. Give us a call, okay? Listen, the Lord loves you. He cares about you. Let me tell you this. If you're in the kingdom of God, God's responsible for you. He really does. He wants to step up to the plate and help you and lead you and guide you. But if you don't come as a little child and you don't have the Word of God in you, it's pretty hard for him to direct your life. You understand where I'm coming from now? Listen to me. This is good stuff. I'm telling you the truth here today. Mark 4:32, the kingdom is like a grain a mustard seed. It's less than all the seeds that are in the earth. No one sees it but you. This is between you and the Lord. No one understands it. No one sees it but you. But when it's sown now, when you get the Word in your heart, it grows and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under it. Listen, when you take in the Word of God and let it grow, it'll cover you. Make a place for you. It's like that mustard seed that the Lord's talking about here. The kingdom that is yours in your heart will produce and provide and provide over you, put a covering over you. I mean, you'll feel secure. Are you insecure after today? There's nothing to make you more secure than knowing what the Lord says about you and believing it. Because you know, because what the world looks like, here's what Jesus says. Here's what the Word of God says. I trust God. I trust what he says. I believe him. I'm a child of the king. I'm a daughter of the king. I'm a son of the king. Really. Nothing gives you more security than that. Really. I don't let the world bother me. I mean, it just rolls around me. It's really a mess. There's no doubt about it. I'm not even sure it can be fixed. Only it can ever be fixed is the hand of God move upon it. I'm not even sure you can fix the situation the world's in this day. Probably you can't. But listen, I'm not too concerned about it. I'm in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom that I'm in is directed by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Guess whose power I'm under? I'm under the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm under the power of God. You can observe it. Don't go here and start looking for it. Jesus says the kingdom of God, as if a man would cast seed into the ground. Seed is the word. So the kingdom is made up of the words of God. You don't know how it works. Jesus said, my word is spirit, and it is life. So it's a spiritual kingdom held together by the word of God, and held together by our master. The words are hid in our heart. My friend, are you sure that you're in the kingdom of God? Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance for the kingdom. Faith now is the substance for it. And the Bible is the written constitution for you. Listen, it's a real kingdom. Get in. All you have to do is be born again. All you have to do is believe and trust the word of God. Matthew 13:9, Jesus said, when anyone hears the words of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the devil and steals it right out of his heart. Listen, learn the word, my friend, because that places great value on it. After all, if it's worth stealing, you better hold on to it. Get it down in your heart deep and take care of it. Listen, we need help here today. We really do. We are not getting support to pay for this program. People are listening. We know that for a fact. But we're not getting the help that we need. We just ask you to help us today. It'll take a whole lot. Whatever you can do, we'd appreciate it. Our address is Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34952. Now, that's pretty easy. One word. Lifeline. Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong zip code. Bingo. Let me do it again. Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline. Don't forget that. Lifeline, we need money. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us at trylifeline, trylifeline@gmail.com. Just one word, try, T-R-Y, trylifeline. One word, trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. If you will send me an email, I do a teaching. I put out about 2 a month. I don't send a newsletter. I don't ask for money. Just teaching of the word of God. You get this teaching. Just I'll put you on my list and you'll get a teaching a couple times a month. trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. Let us hear from you. We'd like to know how you're doing out there. If you have a need, let us hear from you. trylifeline@gmail.com. But don't forget the check. Help us with the ministry. Lifeline, Jensen Beach, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, or trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. You be blessed today. The Lord loves you. Don't you know that? Lord, let us speak a blessing over everyone out there listening to my voice today. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release a blessing. I prophesy a blessing over your life. Listen, look for a blessing today. Jesus wants you to be blessed. I'm speaking for his kingdom, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you today in his wonderful name. Have a great week. We will see you again next week. God bless you now.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.